It's time for Breaking Chain with the Men of Valor, where we will have open dialogue with our men on issues of personal, family, and more. It's Breaking Chain with the Men of Valor on YAT Radio.
I guess I'm just going to talk because I guess this music just not going to play right, and the devil just going to talk and just get in the way, so I'm just going to interfere in this thing and just do something. I tell you the truth. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Breaking Chains, the Mighty Men of Valor, and Pat Rod.
Bring
on with you.
Breaking Lord
Jesus, take over.
You know what the Bible say, right? The Lord is my strength, and right now I feel stronger than ever.
Yeah. I got his joy in my heart, like a pot boiling, running over. He's a living water. I can't help but let my light shine. All my people, we got like minds. Can't be smiling all the time, cause ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Nobody.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Just falling and standing though.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Joyful and it's running over. Cup full and it's running over. Foot on the neck of my opponent. Slay master, yeah, he used to own me. Out of a lion, I was made for this. We gon' make it, call me Jada Kid. I'm a soldier all the way with this. May cost me my life, I can't play with this. Bible junkie, feed my face with this. And every service, fill my plate with this. And I'm subject to the Holy Spirit on another level, fly away with this. Heaven bound, gotta make the list this. My aim is to be a giant in the kingdom. That's why every good lies, I gotta beat them. Every wolf in sheep clothing, I gotta see them. Ain't just trying to be like Christ, I'm trying to be them. I don't know about you, but I'm trying to see him. It's in me like Gatorade. Careful what I do and say from the AM all the way to the PM. PM. All day, I gotta worship him all day. I gotta report to him all day. That's why I ain't worried about what y'all say. No way. Hey, I'm go like a green light. And I got faith in a chokehold, throwing big blows in a mean fight. But I ain't mad though, cause I got new life.
I got a show in my heart, yeah. Like a pot full and running over. He delivered me at the dark, yeah. Now my belly full of living water. I can't help but let my light shine. All my people, we got light minds. Can't be smiling all the time, cause ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Nobody.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
But he ain't the clever. Abba took me to another level. Show me who he made me to be in the mirror. Now I'm looking for the man in the mirror. Second Sam when I'm on the stage. Doing shows, getting soul saved. Celebrating like we at a parade. I'm blowing up like they throw the grenade. No Gatorade, but he quenched my thirst. Need a living water, so I put him first. The gift of gab, watch our body diverse. The gift of gab, watch our body diverse. Yeah, body diverse. No mean mug, smiling all the time. So my gold shining like all the time. I'm thanking God for this life of mine.
I'm thanking God for
the
life of mine.
Could have been locked up a long time. Now it's biblical rhyme, line for line. He moving mountains, I ain't gotta climb. God cold Simon said the game mine. Upset, just a waste of time. I don't waste time when I'm on a mission. Thumbing through the scriptures, seeking ammunition. Word locked and loaded in my heart to get it. Paint perfect pictures so my lyrics vivid. I dip and dab in the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Cause the flesh weak, but the spirit willing.
I got a show in my heart, like a pot full of running over. He delivered me at the dark. Now my belly full of living water. I can't help but let my light shine. All my people, we got light minds. Can't be smiling all the time, cause ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Nobody.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Just pulling and running though.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Cup pulling and running though.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Break it down. Saints with the Mighty Men of Valor. It's a Thursday night. What's going on with you, Pastor? Gam, can you open up with prayer for us, please?
Glory to God. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord. For this is a day which you have made. You said we are to rejoice and be exceedingly glad therein. Because today is a day of opportunity. Today is a day in which you have given us grace. So, Father God, we give you all the honor. Father God, we give you all the glory. Father God, we give you all the praise. And we right now, Lord, ask that you dispatch your angels, Lord. Send forth your spirit, Lord. Lead and guide this word to all of those that need to hear this radio broadcast today.
Yes,
empower
Lord.
It with your power. And we give you all the honor. Father God, we give you all the glory.
Yes,
Father God, we give you all the praise in the name of Jesus Christ, Yahshua, your son. We pray, amen. Thank
amen.
God.
Amen. Praise Hallelujah. The Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah to your name.
Amen.
Good evening to everyone. I'd like to say good evening to all of our guests on the air tonight, the guests all over the world. Good evening to you. We love you. We love you all over the world. We share all of God's love, and we spread it to you from the four corners of the earth, from wherever you are situated in the world tonight. I tell you what, we have an awesome show. I'd like to extend the mic to everyone to take the time to introduce themselves. Pastor Gann, I would like for you to introduce your friend, the distinguished gentleman that's on the air with us at this time, the SCLC president of Georgia right now. Sir, can you introduce yourself, please?
that's my president of the Cab County chapter, which I had the honor to be the chairman of the Cab County chapter when it first started. This is Brother Nathan Knight, who is the president of DeKalb County SCLC. And Brother Nate, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and give a little bio real quick of who you are, what you are, what you represent, and, you know, give us a shout-out right quick.
709.
Good afternoon, everybody. Oh my name is Nathan Knight. I'm president of DeKalb County Southern Christian Leadership Conference. And It was destined that this would be the course that I took. I met Dr. King when I was 11 years of age in Greensboro, North Carolina, on the campus of Bennett College, where I was selling newspapers. That was in 1958. 1957, one year before that, he started the Southern Christian Leadership Conference in New Orleans. Well, at 11 years of age, I didn't know the history, but I knew that something was taking place that was different on that campus that day. When I came on the campus, there was men and women dressed in hats, gloves, stockings, and they were looking good with those cars shine. It was just a different moment. I didn't know what it was, but I knew I could make money there. At 11 years of age, I was selling the Future Outlook newspapers. Dr. King was standing on the outside of his car, and I came to the opposite side and met Ralph David Abernathy, whose seat was hanging on the outside of the car as he sat on the driver's side and the front seat. In the back seat, there was Samuel Harvey. Samuel Harvey was the first president to be elected in New Orleans. It was a treat. My pastor at United Institution of Baptist Church was the speaker that would open up the program that day. But because I sold my newspapers and sold out, I ran to get more and missed the opening. But when I came back, Dr. King was inside speaking. I was waiting for the opportunity for everything to end so I could sell more newspapers. And then I realized that I was listening to a man who truly had something to say, different than any man that I've ever listened to before. He purchased four newspapers before going inside of the church that day. Paid for his, paid for Reverend Abernathy, and paid for Reverend Harvey, and gave me a 10-cent tip. Now, I had to sell five papers to make 10 cents. Dr. King gave me a 10-cent tip. Boy, you couldn't tell me anything. As the years went by, I often asked people if they remember Dr. King coming to Bennett College campus, and most everybody told me no. You see, my father told me to stay away from Bennett College. Actually, he told me to stay away from A&T College. That's where Dr. King was supposed to speak at. And then the Board of Regents voted no, so he had to speak at Bennett College. But my daddy told me to stay away because he was a rabble-rouser. And boy, was he right. He was a rabble-rouser for the good of mankind, for humanity. Agape love, this man had a message, and it was completely different. And I was on every word that he spoke that day. I had no idea then that I would become affiliated with the Southern Christian Leadership Conference to the degree that I am. I was photographer for the national organization before becoming the president. And now in the position of the president, I'm working with men like Reverend Gant and others. Yeah, truly a man of valor, a man of love. And I got to ask Reverend Gant to go to the mountaintop with us. We're going to the mountaintop of Stone Mountain, Georgia this year in September. And we're going to speak about the edicts of Dr. Martin Luther King. We're not going to talk about the defacing of anything on that mountain because he was aware of what was up there when he said, let freedom reign from Stone Mountain, Georgia to the Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. It was clear about what was on the side of the mountain. And we missed the opportunity to have a monument, a bell on top of the mountain. We missed that opportunity. And I don't want that opportunity to go past on my watch. I feel like it's my duty, my responsibility to carry out the work of Dr. Martin Luther King and let that freedom bell ring from Stone Mountain, Georgia, USA. We're going to study in the works of Dr. Martin Luther King, the Agape Way. I want to thank you all so much for having me on this show today. It's a blessing. Thank you.
It's an honor to have you also, Bernate. I miss you, man.
I miss you, Lita. I've been looking for you.
It was good to have you on tonight, sir, to have that wonderful message and that testimony that you have. That was a blessing for the world to hear that. And we would love to be able to support you and getting the message out of you going to the mountaintop to let the freedom bell ring and whatever that we can do here on the Breaking Chains podcast. We will definitely be in support of making sure that we get that message out, sir. Thank you very much.
I thank you very much, Lita, and I look forward to doing just that. It wasn't by chance that I'm on the station today. I was led to call in at this time. Didn't know why to tell me, but I was led to call in. I've been calling in and missing. Today, God put it in my heart to call back.
Amen.
And that's what I did. And I'm glad to be here with the men of valor. I really appreciate your work, Reverend Gant. We've gone through a lot, and there's a lot more that we're going to have to go through. Our work is not finished yet, Lita.
Amen.
We got children.
Amen. Absolutely.
They need
our
the inspiration.
Begun.
That's right.
I mean, Ms. Rogers, that's what we be talking about. We got a whole generation of young people that know nothing about the reality of our struggle in America. They've been assimilated to American culture. They've been assimilated to American education or miseducation, and they don't even know about our struggle or what we are really facing or what we're really up against. I wanted to introduce my son. My son is here with me, and he's coming back. He's been out of town, so he's coming back. So I let him chime in with you, Minister Roger.
Hey, amen, amen.
That?
Praise God.
Hey.
I'm back.
All right. Welcome back, Dallin. How you doing, sir?
Those that don't know me out there, I'm Lionel Jr. 34
man.
Years old. I'm an activist in the battle of mainly fighting. Nowadays, I'm fighting men's rights. And I think it's very important that we get back to where we need to be in our place as men. And Minister Roger, I'm glad to be back on the radio with you, sir.
Glad to have you back. Glad to have you back, Mr. Lionel. Glad to have you back, sir. Glad to have you. We also have some more guests on the air with us tonight. I'd like for them to. Minister, how you doing this evening, sir? Is he there? Minister Yasher.
Praise him. Shalom, shalom. Can I be heard?
Peace be unto you, sir. How you doing?
I'm well. Giving honor to all the mighty men on the call this evening. How you doing? I'm good. Great to hear from you again, LJ. What's going on? Fancy Gant. Great evening,
hey,
sir.
What's going on?
That was a wonderful
man.
Story. I'm chilling, you know, doing my stuff. There's a lot of me trying to get it, you know what I'm saying? Live and love the Most High, man. That's really it, brother. You know, see how much of this word I can perfect every day, you know what I mean? And stand
Amen.
Up and walk and be a man of valor as we should be, as we're called to be. And so I just want to say
Absolutely.
Thank y'all. I love you again, as always. Welcome to the Man
Absolutely.
Of Valor show one more time, man. So,
absolutely,
you know,
absolutely. We're going to jump in real strong in just a second. We got one more guest on. Pastor Mars, how you doing, sir? Good evening.
Hey, how y'all doing? Men, how it is. And so great for men together in the name of the Lord and of the Most
Amen.
High, our Heavenly Father.
Amen, Lord amen.
Been filled and appointed and anointed by the Holy Spirit to do His will. Amen. Glad to hear y'all on. God bless y'all. I'm always excited to be on to share any understanding or wisdom or knowledge that I may have at no cost. I love what I do. I tell everybody, thank God for my job because everybody can't do it. I'm blessed
Amen.
And favored, and I love my job.
Amen.
I love my job. I'm like they said, emancipation proclamation, you're free. I come to
Absolutely.
Deliver the paperwork to you if you don't know.
Absolutely.
You're free, baby.
Absolutely.
Put the waiting on. Come on. Let's enjoy life. Go ahead.
So let's jump in. We Pastor Gant, you made a statement about something, and this is going to lead off the show for tonight because this is a perfect kickoff. Because you said something about our young people not being aware of what's going on about the freedom fight, and one of the things that I do know is that one part of Black history that they put in their faces is the history of Martin Luther King to a certain extent. They don't go to the extended version of the history of Martin Luther King. So I'm gonna lead this show off by talking about what our young people are actually saying. I've spent a week with the young people and had some serious questions coming from them to me, and had some questions for them as well. And here's something that was coming from our young people this week, and I'm gonna put this to our show. So here we go. Our young people are saying that for number one, they're not coming to the house of God because they're frowned upon, they're talked about, they are judged, they're criticized, they're ridiculed, and they are not. They are not treated fairly. So this is our children talking. So, on the other side of that, our children are saying, this is what I've heard just this week now. Our children are saying that we so-called Christians, this is them talking to me now, you so-called Christians are always acting like you are better than us, that you are above. That you think that you're better and you this or you that or this or that. So we don't want to be bothered with you. So here's my thing here. So if our children are feeling this way and our God's house is being emptied and something's going on, something's wrong, something is happening, the streets are being filled. Now I know what God's word says. We know what God's word says. We read it, we study it, we understand it. So when I say this, I always say, and I'm going to say this, I put the disclaimer out. We are not talking to ourselves on this show. We are teachers. So it's time to teach, okay? Okay, let's talk to the people that we feel that don't know, that don't understand. So put your teacher uniforms on, take your ties loose, and let's start educating here. We're talking to people that are lost out here. We're talking to people that are in the dark right now. We're talking to people that need to come home but don't know how to get back home. We're talking to people that are in the dark and the switch is right there of how to turn it on but don't know how to turn it on anymore. The light is right there but don't know how to get to it because they are in a crooked place. So here's my question. Who appointed you to be a leader and you're leading them astray? So what makes you a leader? How do you know you're a leader? And why so many people are astray? Because leaders, shepherds, know how to lead the sheep the right place. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. So if the shepherd is going the right place, following the good shepherd, how so many people are lost out here? So I'm going to start from, by asking one by one to respond to what I just said. And like I just said now, and if I feel you're going to the left, I'm going to pull you back. So I want to know why so many of our people going astray, especially our young people.
Yes, sir.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Everybody can't talk at one time, so let me do it this way. Let me do it this way then.
Okay.
Let me do it this way, because everybody can't talk at one time. I'm gonna appoint who I want to go first then. So since my dear good friend has been gone for so long, Pastor Gann, why don't you start talking? So I want to hear from you. You've been just
glory
absolutely laid up, so I'm gonna bring you on, sir. Come on with it.
Glory to God. You know, well, this is my ministry. This is what I preach 24/7. You know, that judgment must first begin at the house of God. Okay? And if anybody bears the burden, it is the modern day church. Okay? You know, each year I host an event called the SCLC Stop the Violence and Incarceration Love Fest. And people are amazed that when they come there, they see so many young people. And all of these young people have a voice. All of these young people come out, they entertain, they come out, they participate, they come out. And most of the pastors are amazed. They're like, whoa, man, how you get all these young folks to come out? Simply by abiding in the word of God. Now, what we've done is we've gotten so caught up in the institution of the church that we have stopped being the church, which is the body of Christ. And you know, if we look at the book of Acts, if we go into the book of Acts chapter 2, we'll see that the church had all things common. That they all fellowship from house to house, from place to place. They all work together. And I keep telling our men and women of God, especially this modern day church, that look, our pulpits have changed. Our pulpits have changed. Now through the internet, through online, through radio, through television, our ministry, our pulpits have changed. And we got to be able to adapt and to change. And another thing is, you know, how does Satan reach the world? How does he reach this young generation? He uses the music. And that's in the book of Isaiah chapter 4, chapter 5. You'll see where they talk about, where he's talking about being stuck on the wine all day, listening to the music, the tapestry, the harp, the this, the that. You know, y'all familiar with that scripture. And it also talks about how it's going to be seven women shall take hold to one man. And we're looking at that. We're living in that situation right now today. So what do we do? We use that same tactic. We use the music to reach the people. And we use the uncut word of God. And we show them the love of God. And I think that if the church would would come outside of his four walls, because the ministry is not inside of those four walls. The ministry is outside of those four walls. And I'm going to kick it back to y'all with that.
Amen. I agree with that. I am totally 100% with that, because it's going to take God's word and us coming out of those four walls to make the change. Fishes are men. You can't fish in the building. The fish ain't in the building. Fish is outside there. All right. Like that. Love it. Love it. Pastor Morris, come on with it.
Hey, all right, all right. I'm just going to jump off of what Pastor Gett just got through talking about. I'm gonna use more of a layman's term of my conversation, even though I'm standing on the word when I speak this, because he's already spoken the word and sent me going back through that. But the key is, like you say, the music. And when we don't accept whoever culture, generation, denomination, belief, understanding, when we don't accept their music, we don't accept them. And rap and pop or whatever we want to call it is their music. And the first thing when you run across older people, I don't want to hear that mess. I say, stop calling something a mess if you ain't heard the message. I say, listen to the message these boys are talking about. I say, so if you listen to their message, they probably telling you something you need to hear. But you won't even take the time out and listen to the message, because it's mess to you, for you already heard it. Now, what kind of foolishness is that? But you want to know why they lost. And you want to know why they ain't coming to the church. Hey, they can't identify themselves with nothing. Everything up there. Who they identify with when they step in the house? They can't identify with their own brothers and sisters, their daddies, their uncles. They can't identify with them. So why would they come in there something they can't even identify with? It don't make sense. Like I said, we got to have a kinsman redeemer related to us, understand us, like as we are, yet without sin, can be touched by the feelings of our infirmity. We can't even sit with them and listen with them and listen to their music for 5 minutes. Just to see what they're saying, because we are made up in our mind this is a mess. But you want them to come in the house of God and sit down and listen to you preach for an hour and a half, but you can't listen to 5 minutes of their songs. Come on, man. Let's be real. Now we're going to be real. This name of the show is called Real Men of Valor. If we're going to be real, we're going to start with us. And we are the problem. It ain't them. Because our forefathers ain't look at us and say, hey, that you're in the problem. No, they knew they was the problem and they fixed it. So are we going to just let what they did go to waste? Because we won't sit down and listen to their music? We won't sit down at the table and let them DJ for a while? We got to always get up and play the blues? What we so sad about? I'm sorry, let me stop. I'm gonna shut mine down because I'm about to go there already. God bless y'all.
All right.
Man.
All right. Well, yeah, I agree with that, because one thing about it is that we always shut them down. We shut them down and we shut them out. And I'm going to expound on all of that. So I'm just going to keep it moving until it's my turn to speak. Minister Yasher, your turn, sir. Please take the mic.
Praise. How y'all doing this evening? The question is, why young people, me being young people, don't want to go to these churches? Why is there a disconnect between the children and the sons and the daughters? And we understand, as Pastor Gannon, as we went through this a couple times already, that the devil is a musician, and gifts come without the repentance, and the father didn't take his gift from him. And to be honest with you, every generation of music is the same. They was talking about having sex in the music just like they talking about having sex in music now. They're just more vulgar and disgusting with it today. And honestly, no, I don't think at all that we should listen to any of their music. If you're telling me to sell work with Molly's and this, that, and the third, I don't want to put that in my head. And I realize that that's just a temptation of the devil to destroy the children. So now how do we get to this point? How do we get here? Well, I want you all to know who J. Edgar Hoover is and look up this guy who ran the FBI, who said we must destroy a black messiah who could collect and rally all the black people together so that they would not move on one accord to change their situation. Now we got to think about, how did black people ever correlate and collect themselves to change any situation? Well, it was the church. The church, which made us operate closer and closer to the word, because when you was enslaving me and you was killing me and you was stepping on me, the only thing I had was faith. So if we really look at the history of how it went, you took us off slave ships, you beat us, you gave us a partial understanding of what the word is. You didn't give us the full Bible. You stood in a church with a shotgun and told us don't read the Old Testament, but just have faith in the New Testament. And from there, we moved on and on and on and just kept moving in faith, because the faith as a mustard seed can move a mountain. Amen. That can work. So this is where we got to. So then once we said, okay, we don't want these problems, you know what I'm saying, we're going to stand on this, that, and the third, the United States government stated, no, 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 no. See, when you stand together, we can't control you. And you are our products, okay? The racism really is not even a bad word. What it really means is all the nations of the world was able to come to the free world and have these free slaves, and whoever would win the race would rule the world. But, of course, Britain won the race. That's why France still owns Louisiana and Canada and certain parts of Mexico, but America owns Alaska and all of the United States. So what are we talking about? Well, our people had one thing that we always done, which I believe were the children of Israel, the songs of the Most High. We would sing unto the glory unto the Father, you see. And the devil knew that when we sung, there was something that happened in the spiritual realm that would make changes in them, so he knew he had to take over our music. So here comes Gangsta, White Walls, TV in the back, Diamonds in the back, I'll be your pusher man. And every 10 years, you will notice that the music gets worse and worse. That's one avenue of it. The second avenue was is that they had to control the power of the church. You must remove the children of Israel. We must remove the people away from walking in the law. Because the more you walk closer to this Bible, the more you walk in righteousness. So we'll create programs like COINTELPRO that'll kill Minister Martin Luther King, that'll kill Malcolm X, which has been proven, and the United States government has been sued for the death and murder of both of them men, those black messiahs whom J. Edgar Hoover did not want to allow to corral our youth, so that the men and the women would leave their families, so that they would then in turn leave their children. So now we wonder, well, why don't these children connect? Because these churches ain't operating in no power. You have no power. You have no power because you have a 501c3 that the government tells you what you can and cannot even preach against. You can Google that at any time. The 501c3 was signed and agreed to by Mr. Lyndon Johnson because they had to control the churches, because the churches had power to control the political office. So now once we control the church and the church has no more power in it no more, you ain't following the rules and regulations of the book no more, you ain't got no more order in your families no more, you're not inventing things like you used to no more, you're not kicking out children and sons and daughters of righteousness that ain't butt naked and acting crazy no more, what do we now do? We take music to control them. If you want to know what's going on in these black sons and daughters' lives on any street corner, play the radio. And guess what? 99.9% of every song is going to talk about death. I got more money than you. Me and my friends are better than your friends. We'll kill you at the drop of a dime. We're going to take your girl, married or not, have sex with her any kind of way we'd like to, and then send her back to you. And we going to walk around with guns, and if you ever don't like it, we'll kill you. But we don't mean kill anybody else. We mean kill other people, other black people. It was a song in the 90s. He said, self-destruction. We headed for self-destruction. Why? Because they control the music. So now if you want to actually make a change in the children's lives in your household right now, tell them to turn off Freeway Rick Ross. Tell them to turn off Future, because he the one telling your daughter to go take a Molly. Percocets, Molly Percocets, chase a check. I want you all to look up a word called auto-suggestion. Auto-suggestion from a book called Secret Weapons and Silent Wars. That might not be the quote. I'm gonna give the word for the actual book. But what they have been doing is they've been running a secret war against your children, against your family, against your household. You ever heard of a woman telling a child, you ain't going to never be nothing, boy? What happens to that boy? He grow up and not be nothing. Why? Because the words you speak to them will be entered into their mind, and they will operate. It will fill their mind so much that it sinks into their subconscious mind. Then their subconscious mind will act and willingly do the things that they've been hearing. So when you hear your daughter listening to City Girls, as they call, and I do this and that because he going to pay for the money, I'm going to stop myself. Guess what she going to do? She going to do what she heard, because faith comes by hearing. But it's supposed to be hearing of the word, but they're not listening to your word no more. Because when they come to the church, you're a hypocrite, Pastor. You got a Bentley, and we took a bus to church, Pastor. That don't make no sense. You say the law done away with, Pastor, but you tell me I got to pay tithe and offer, Pastor. Which one is it? So now we can't take you serious because you're controlled. You're controlled. The devil, like the scripture says, has crept in, led silly women captive, because what's a church full of? Women. Led silly women captive and taken away from the word. While you got a 501c government tax write-off, when the Constitution says that you are tax-free anyway and you don't need that, but now they can control what you can and can't preach, who you should and should not preach vote for, and at the same time, you can't even beat your children, so we go control them for the television and the radio and directly from the music that they listen to. This is what's wrong with us. If we ever keep that under control, we would control the situation.
Okay. So on that, I'm gonna say my comment on that one too. So let me move to my next person. I want to come to our president of the SCLC. Sir, do you have a comment on that? Something you want
to
add?
I've got a comment that I'd like to add to that. I think we got multiple levels that we need to work on simultaneously. We're not gonna resolve. We're not going to resolve the issue in our communities and our families by going in one direction. And do have a responsibility, and they absorb themselves from the responsibility to a certain extent. And the problem is not with the children. The problem is with the parents. The parents are the ones that got off kilter. It was the parents. They're the ones that was going on the straight and narrow path, and then they start deviating. The parents start deviating, and then they gave birth to children that inherit a mother that was there sometime, a father was there no time or sometime. So the situation that was just explained to us is right, but we got to go deeper, and then we got to come back up. First of all, it's necessary that we understand how America was created and what role we had in it. And I'm not speaking about just slavery. I'm speaking about the mythology that was used in Europe to create the scenario in America and the changes that took place. If you don't know the story, and I'm not talking about our history, I'm talking about the story that created the monster that created America, then we are not going to be able to solve the problem. We're not going to be able to solve the problem. You got to go back to the 1860s. When this country was here, and you had men and women from all countries that came into this country, and they were not considered white. The word white did not come into being until around 1680. And when it came into being, then that's when you had the concentration of how to create a people that was supposed to be better than someone else. So we got to analyze that. We got to analyze how we got there, and that's where the first instance in this country that we got there to where we had racism. Institutionalized racism was a planned strategy to control the wealth and dissemination of land in America by the people in Europe. They had indentured servants. You had African Americans that owned property, owned farms, and you had white people who owned properties and farms, and they worked side by side. When the prison system of Europe, which was filled up when America was found, when the prison systems of Europe empty, they did not have any more manpower they could send to the New World. And at that point, the change started. before that time, you had Africans that was in all parts of Europe, traveled from Africa back and forth. We was trained and taught in higher learning schools and universities, and this thing of racism was not intact. We didn't have a perfect world. We had those who capture and suppress people, all that took place. But us, how do we get there? Go back and trace that history. There's parallels in what is written in the Bible that parallels to what happened. You had men and women that owned property. When they took the property away from African Americans, they said, you cannot own property in this country. The only person that could own property would have to be white people. And they defined who white people would be. At that point, suppression came into being. And the edicts of England and Spain and Portugal were set into motion. So let's take it a little bit further. We're in this country during that period. People who are coming in who are in chains, they are not free. You got African-American men who own slaves in this country. You got Jews that own slaves in this country. And you had the suppression. They changed the laws again. This time the law states that land could only be owned by a white person. That means that if you had property, then they was going to take it from you and you were subject to the laws. You did not have any rights at all to vote and make any decisions on what was taking place in your community. So you had to change. Now, Christianity was not something that African Americans brought from Africa to here. It was taught to us and was taught to us in a very devious way. It was taught to us almost in an untruth way. The language was bent to serve the purpose of those who was in control and those who want to maintain control and have slaves, the institution of slavery. It took away your right to vote. It took away your right to own land. And it took away your right to be able to dissent in community. So as a result of that, you had a problem, and we have never addressed the problem, that problem. Multifaceted problems. Our great-great-grandparents had to endure slavery, and they had to learn how to read against the orders of the masters that control and own them. They had to learn the language, and then they had to have a belief system that would keep them through 400 years of agony, and we inherited that, and they came through. And laws began to change again, and this time the laws changed in the 1800s. They gave white men the right to vote, and gave black men the right to vote, but didn't give white women the right to vote, and didn't give the black woman the right to vote. But at this time, we're in bondage. Coming out of bondage, we became more learned. The Bible was completely read and understood. And the word was passed down, and then we had men who were less than 25 years out of slavery that had the opportunity to become legislators, senators, and members of the House of Representatives. And those men showed white people that the black man had a very strong mind, and that was the time when oppression began to be at its worst. The right to vote was taken away. The right to own property was taken away, and you were enslaved because of your capability. Our children do not know our story, and they can't reach back and put their hands on it. We have to put our hands on our story so we can carry them forward, not just about slavery, but the other things that our brave men and women did. So now we're coming into the early 1800s. Women do not have the right to vote. You got some of the worst, horrendous acts against people taking the place to African Americans.
Do me a favor, Doc. I don't want you to. Can you bring that forward a little bit? Because I don't want you to chase the whole. Don't do a history story, because I need people to do some studying theyself. I need you to come bit closer here now. I need you to come forward bit, because we only have a short period of time. Yeah, we only have a short period of time to do this. Yeah, if you don't mind. Come on,
sir.
A little closer to where we are now currently, because I need to know where we are now and with our children, because what you're saying is absolutely the truth. But now, what do you feel that needs to be done now? Because you're in the position, because you being in the position that you're in right now, you have a role in the position to play in what needs to take place too. Now, you have a major role in this.
Today, you got ministers that got to understand. I was in a church, a large church here in DeKalb County, and the minister sent word to the president of SLC that, hey, I want you guys to come over to my church. I had an epiphany. The Willie Lynch story has just got, man. I need to talk. I need to work with you all. Well, a lot of the churches haven't had an epiphany. Not about the Willie Lynch. They haven't had an epiphany about the crisis that's in our homes and the crisis that's in the church. Our children are not in church because the mothers and fathers are not in church, and the pastors of the churches are not in the streets knocking door to door. Reverend Gamble's right on it. Right on it. If you do not engage children where they are, either in the streets or in the home, then they're not going to hear your message. And listening to their songs, that is an avenue, but are you going to listen to it on the radio, or are you going to go where they're playing it? We have got to be in the streets where the work is. Our work is in the streets, door to door, house to house, all over our community, so we can make contact with the children and make contact with the mother and the father that's not there. Our work is in the jail cells where men and women are, and not going to have any type of aid when they get out. We got a multifaceted situation that we have to exist, and the problem is everywhere. It's not in one place. We got to fix the problem. We got to address where the problems are. Thank you, sir.
Amen. All right. I like that. Got some history right there. All right, young Lionel, it's your turn, sir. Step to the mic.
Wow, man. You know, y'all saved me for last, and everything points I wanted to touch, you know, brother Nate just brought everything home. Where my mindset is, I'm more along the path of where he is. There's too many things to just single out one. Now, we can talk about the miseducation that's going on in the churches. That's number one if you want to talk about church. You know, they teach it with limitations, for one. You know, I've been studying outside of just religion and the origins of the religion given to us and everything. So my mind is now, like, beyond just the Word of God, the Bible, as it's been given to us, as it's laid. Because, one, when you take the Bible in its context, the words and things written in it, they have meaning. These words have translations, have meaning. And if you step in further, and if you're a man like me, a young man or a young woman like me, you know, and you seek knowledge, I'm a seeker of knowledge. So I don't just stop at one venue of knowledge. Like the Bible and the church, that's one venue of our problems of knowledge. I don't believe that that's the total answer to everything, and I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade about, you know, the belief in religion and anything like that, because I do believe in the religion and what. But I believe that everything comes together to create this one spectrum of how we should go about what the problem is when it comes to us as a people. Yes, we are a chosen people. I do believe that, because you have to look at history, as Brother Nate broke down history real quick. And I'm not going to go all the way back, but I'm going to just center it to just explain to you. History shows there's a reason they don't want us to know what and who we are. When you wrap your mind around that as a black man, black woman, then you come to start understanding that if you're a seeker of knowledge, we have to put those type of bugs in our young men and women's ear. And if we're going to teach them, we cannot teach them with restraint, meaning that it stops there. If they want to go beyond the Bible and see it for more than what it is written, let them go. Don't teach them one way and then you restrain. Because certain people, there's some young brothers and sisters out there that are actual scholars, even ones in the street. The reason they don't go to the church might not even necessarily be because they're lost. It's because they see beyond just the words in the Bible. They see more. And they don't think they can get that going into your church because you're going to teach them one thing with one restraint. So to bring it all home, I'm on more with Brother Nate's side. It's too many things to just narrow it down to one that we're going to talk about directly with the church. I would just simply say that. You teach it with too much restraint. And if you're going to teach it with restraint, you're not going to allow the youth, because the teacher is supposed to want his students to be better than them. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to teach me something, you're not teaching me to be at your same level and then cut off. You want your student to become better than you. So if we're going to teach, we have to tell them everything about it, the history. We have to go deeper than just what the word says, because what the word says is very contradictory to somebody like me. I would challenge you. You see what I'm saying? I've researched. I would challenge the word. Then what do you say to somebody like me? If I ask you a question simply like this, if God is the answer, then what is the question? If I asked you that question, what would you say to me, somebody like me? So you see, all of it, and we put it all together, I feel that all of it is too many things. We are at war because we are oppressed by a people that doesn't want us to build anything, definitely doesn't want our men to build anything. We're in the year of the E where women are moving above men now because it's time to reset. History does this thing. If you follow constellation of history and all this, y'all go all that, things are about to be destroyed to be built back up again, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. Things are about to be torn down, and things need to be rebuilt up. So it's so many things. But like I said again, I stand on the fact that they run from the church because the way it's being taught, for one. And if we are going to teach it, we cannot teach it with restraint. We cannot teach it with just this is the way it is, because that's not the way it is totally. There are other factors. All of it works together in one conjoined unit. The history, the knowledge, everything. That's why they don't want us to dig that deep into it. Because if you start really divulging the Bible, you see and you look up meanings of words, then you see that certain words aren't what they really are. Like names aren't names. They mean something completely different. And the English language is a dummy down version of a language, a commercial language. Like I heard the other day, like in Africa, they have a language that everybody can speak commercially, with Swahili. The English language was made for all of us to commercially communicate. So they've translated the Bible in English. So you do understand that the words, some of the words that are in the original written format are not even there, or if they're there, the words take different meanings. So like I said, it's deeper than just what we're doing in the churches. It's teaching how we're going about teaching it, if that makes any sense. So basically my message is it's the way it's being taught. It's not necessarily just the church itself. It's also the way it's being taught. Because I'm more of a scholar type of a mindset. I'm not going to just go along with you just because you say this is what it is. I will go research, and we have that ability now to research history. History shows, opens up other doors. Then you even figure out where the Bible came from, who wrote this book, that book, this, what words mean, and then you start opening it. And once you open those layers, you become enlightened to that there's a reason that they don't want us to understand that part of it. Because if we did understand that it's deeper than just praying in a building, how powerful would we be to take our place back as we are the chosen? We are a chosen people. Why would they go so hard to oppress us? That factor. Mm-hmm. So I'll end it right there, because I don't want to take it, because I could talk forever about, you know, what I've been studying, you know what I'm saying? But it just, I believe, I go beyond just the church, and that's just me. That's why I always tell y'all, I'm not just going to come from the church angle, because I know that if you research, I've researched, that's not the only factor in why our people are lost, because that's not going to be enough to bring everyone home. It is not. I'm sorry to say that it is not going to be. because you have men and women that think like me that need more than just that. I would challenge it every time. I would challenge everything in it, because, and there's nothing wrong with challenging, because you're, I believe, it's in us to continue to seek knowledge and gain wisdom, then become enlightened. It's in us to gain that. We should not be stuck at one place. And I feel like if we stay right there, where it's just about what the church can do, no, as a people, as a whole, as a unit, what can we all do? Everybody combined. Don't just attack it from one venue, like Brother Nate said. Not in it there.
All right. Well, I have heard from everybody. I'm gonna take a music break, and I'm gonna come back, and I'm gonna give my comments, and I'm gonna get everybody's last words, because we end at 8:30 tonight. But I will say this before I step into my music break. One thing that I will say is that no, our problem does not just stem from the church. And one thing about being the church is not the building, the church is you. So when you look in the mirror, you are looking at the church. So get your mind wrapped around that right there. And the thing about that is that one body, one Christ, one baptism, it's all about you. It's about you, the person. It's about what you're going to do. It's about what you're going to do to help. It's about what you're going to do to put your feet forward. It's about if you're going to just be about a bunch of hot air coming out of your mouth. I'm speaking to the whole world in general. It's about if you're going to be fishers of men. It's about if you're going to just serve the Lord or whoever you're serving. What we serve here, right here on Breaking Chains, let me tell you something. I serve Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I put God first, and that's what it's all about, because we have to put God first. The scriptures say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all else will be added unto you. All right? So that's what I believe in, and that's what we represent here at the Young Adults Talk Family Ministries, Sacred Words Ministries. We'll be right back. We're going to take this music break. You listen to Breaking Chains with Mighty Men of Valor. It's Thursday night. You want to get in on the conversation? It's 858-357-9137, Pastor Rod, and all of my special guests, Men of Valor, they on tonight. We putting it down, Breaking Chains. Hang on, y'all.
What up? God said he used the foolishness of this world. Yeah. To combine the wise. So I guess that's why I don't understand. But I do.
I took off all the down on the sky. From nothing to become a man. I started with a producer, now I got a band. Rock, stop, steady, jumping in the sand. Running circles on the devil like a ceiling fan. Problems, I gave them all to God and he gave me a chance. I don't understand, you don't understand. Ain't hard to tell if they got comprehend.
I'm taking off.
Can't hear one nothing today. Accepting my Lord and my Savior, he gave me a vision so I can be something. Got a whole church over like Jordan. Been on show, now spitting and recording. I'm glad he gave me this ability to get the word of God in the ministry. Yeah. But wait,
hold up.
First thing I had to do was grow up. They wanna know my secret because I'm looking like the man, but it's the man with the plan, so I point up. I'm an old demon, so I'm sitting back. The heart to the Lord, yeah, I'm giving that. The word of God, I'm receiving that. He gave it unto me, now I'm giving back.
I took off all the down on the sky.
Soldier and it's about to pay off, so I ain't got time to lay off. Going through the process.
places, climbing up the rank like the playoffs. Yeah. Plus it's that new music, somebody come pull a tape ball. What? Been through the training, now it's time for these big boys to play ball. And there's only one superhero, so homie, pull your cape off. Yeah. They say we hit them with the truth, that's the reason they can't face y'all. Huh? Cause they afraid of change like the weather in late fall. And no, ain't Nate though, but I'm about to regulate what's in my power, cause I don't wanna be a part of the great ball. If it's gonna be a great ball, if you ain't known it, you late, dog. There's more to this Bible than just obey laws up in your mind. But it's my time and I got purpose with this here. You see me in the front, but God the one who pulled me out the rear. Yeah. Call it what you want, I know his favor ain't fair. Catch me on the runway taking off just like a plane in the air. Yeah.
I took off on a down on the sky. I came from nothing to become a man.
www.blogtalkradio/YAT radio. Log on, check out the show. You can listen to it at any time. Anytime you listen to it, y'all. Get in and start studying. Study your word. Pick up the internet and just study your history. That's all I'm going to say to you. Listen, like to welcome back to everybody all over the world. Thanks for turning us on, all of my guests on the radio tonight. Listen, let me give you my comments, and then I'm going to get back to my guests and let them give you their final comments, and we're going to get out of here tonight. Okay, here we go. We're going to start off top and work my way down the list. All right. Number one, let me start at the homes. I am a certified counselor, behavior specialist. I have a degree in human service. And human services mean I provide everything from sociology, psychology. I have to do all of that, ADHD, all those kind of, you know, I have to deal with all that. So here we go. You go in the homes, everything that the doctor said, he said it all. He went all the way back because that is the problem. If you don't get to the root of the problem, you can't solve the problem. You got to go all the way back to the root of the problem to solve the problem. You're absolutely right. You know what? The problem is the church, because we are the church. I'm going to comment like that. That's going to be my comment on the church. We are the church. The building is not the church. That is the worship house. That's the house of God. We have to go into the house of God to take praise in there. That's where we go to fellowship. That's where we go to get to the brotherly love, to show each other love and to praise God together. You understand? I can praise God right here in my house by myself and give him the highest praise of hallelujah. Shout out to him. Fall down on my knees and do everything by myself. But if I want to have
fellowship with the other saints. I go into his house and worship him. I am the church. When he told Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, he was talking to a man, not a building. Number one, we are the church. We are to go out and make disciples of all nations. We are to be fishers of men. We are all supposed to get out and do our job. God ordained and appointed all of us to go out and do the work of the Lord. When he left here, it was our duty to get out here and continue to do the work. If you dispute that, if you trust God and you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you cannot dispute that. That is the truth. It is in his word. It is in the Bible. Yes, they stole a lot of books out of the Bible. You can go out and find those books. You can study those books. You have no excuses. There are no more excuses that you can give. There are no more excuses. All of these men just told you everything that you needed to know. All of the history that the doctor was trying to explain to you, it is out there. You have access to it. Young Lionel just told you that he studies, he reads. Minister Yasher, he reads, he studies. Pastor Morris, he reads, he studies. Pastor Gantz, he reads and studies. You know, Dr. Nate, he reads and studies. That's why he is the president of the SCLC DeKalb County, because these men are educated, wise. Wisdom goes a long way. Wisdom outweighs knowledge. So all I'm saying to you is there are no more excuses. There are no more excuses. So if your children are not learning, it's because you as parents are not teaching them. My people perish for the lack of knowledge. Stop putting a period behind that. That is a comma. It's because you reject the knowledge. And since you reject the knowledge, your children will suffer. Our children are suffering today because you are rejecting the knowledge. You are turning ears to it. And listen, I am with you. I'm with some of the brothers. I'm not finna listen to all your music. I'm not into all your music. I can't listen to it all. I don't understand it all. And I've been in radio 35 years. Okay? I've done radio 35 years. Still have music. That was one of my artists that I just played. So I'm not gonna listen to all that stuff. I'm not finna be listening to songs calling women out their names. I'm not finna be listening to no music. I'm going to come up against you and tell you you shouldn't be doing it. I've been in the school all week talking about this. I've been telling these young men, stop talking to these women like that. Pull up your pants. Start acting like a young man. Start acting like a gentleman. Young lady, stop letting these men talk to you like that. Start acting like a young lady. Start learning how to be a lady. Stop letting people put you down. Start picking yourself up. If you got people around you that are putting you down, throw a bone and send that dog on his way. Because you don't need to be around them, and they don't need to be around you. Why I'm calling him a dog? Because if he calling you a nigga, he think that mean color. He's an ignorant person. Send him on their way. Right here, I break chains. If you don't like it, flip the dial, turn the switch, go your way, hang up the phone. It don't matter to me. You understand? I be with God. He walks with me, and I walk with him. So he covers me. I'm covered in the blood. I continue to do what I do because I love God. I love people. I got that agape love for you. You understand what I'm saying? If I got to be a little radical with you, so be it. Because ain't nobody mad with the devil. If you mad at me, you with the devil. So let me tell you. Let me keep moving on down the list right here. You said something else about all of the history, doctor. Let me tell you something. You are absolutely correct. The history goes so far back. So far back, I told those young people, like, you know what? Go study the history of these United States of America. For number one, it ain't even a whole country. There's a certain area called the District of Columbia that's the United States of America, LLC. You understand? It ain't even a whole country. It's just a little bitty block of a little country, a little neighborhood. That's an LLC. People don't even know that. And they say that you are three-fifths of a human, less than a dollar. So yeah, there you go. So there are all kind of things that they don't know. But you know what? They don't know it because we are not teaching them. We are not teaching them. So we got to hold ourselves accountable, too. We got some accountability in that, too. We got some fault in there, too. But it's time out for pointing fingers. It's time out for pointing fingers. It's time out for the blame game. Ain't nobody's fault no more, because if it's all said and done, we all should deserve to go to hell if that was the case, okay? So we all need to repent of our sins, fix this, and move forward. We need to pick each other up, be our brother's keeper, iron sharpen his iron. Now, come on, let's sharpen up his iron, and let's be like the counselors, help the counselors of our next brother. I'm just paraphrasing here because you got to help me, and I got to help you. We're too busy trying to be better than each other. instead of walking with each other. You understand? Because when you're part of one body, we're part of one body. You understand? This hand can't pull this ear off and say it don't need you. There's no such thing as that. So we got the NAACP. You understand? The NAACP need to learn how to come in the neighborhood and work with the neighborhood organizations, because that ain't happening in every city. You understand? I'm down here in Mobile, Alabama, and that ain't happening down here. I'm just telling you the truth. See, big organizations in Atlanta need to come help little organizations down here in Mobile to learn how to bridge the gap. There's a gap, and it needs to be closed up. It needs to be closed. Right. If you want to see black people succeed, we need to help each other all around the world to succeed together in order for it to happen. It ain't going to happen unless that works together like that. Because, see, if they see, listen, young people don't see us working together, so why do they feel they need to work with us? They see us fighting amongst each other, so why shouldn't they fight amongst each other? So you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's just common sense. So all I'm saying is that we got to break the chains and bridge the gap. You know what I'm saying? There's still mental chains that are locked up. Folks say, this ain't about breaking chains. This is about breaking chains. Just because they ain't got them around our ankles, we still got it about our mind. And here's the other one. We ain't blaming them no more. It ain't their fault. It ain't the white man's fault no more. It's not his fault no more. We can stop saying that. That's long gone and over with. And let me say something else too. No offense. Love my ancestors. I do. But it ain't all the ways about just marching with signs no more either. You understand? It ain't all about marching with signs no more either. It's about some of these young brothers and some of us coming together, standing up in the legislature, getting in front of the mayors, getting in front of the governors, getting in front of the Congress and the Senate, saying what we're not going to take no more, what you're not going to do to our young black boys no more, our young black men no more, our young black girls and ladies no more. Time out for that. They saying enough is enough with us, so we're going to say enough is enough for them. We need to start voting them out of office. We need to start putting right people in there. We need to stop just saying Democrat and Republican and start taking it to God and telling them God make our decisions for us. So let me just shut up because we ain't got number. Because, man, I keep going, too. You know what I'm saying? All right. Minister. Minister, I'm going.
You know how we do it. God is faithful.
Minister, Minister Yasher, I'm gonna let you get your final remarks in because we got like 15 more minutes, y'all, and we let everybody get their last remarks in. Go ahead, sir. You start it off, please.
So as we do an action review, soldiers, you men of valor, you and the mighty, you soldiers in the army as the Lord has stated. Number one, there is history you need to know. This is why your children are out of order. Number two, the history, if you don't learn it, you will fail and repeat it. If you don't learn how you are being attacked, there's a book that says you know yourself and know your enemy and victory is assured. Sun Tzu wrote that, black man, by the way. You need to understand these things. The moment you understand these things, your sons ain't going to be thugs no more because you teach them business at home. Ain't nothing. See, a real nigga and a fake nigga, or F nigga, as they call him, is one that get a job and one who's an entrepreneur selling drugs and all that. It's really just an entrepreneur. He's selling the wrong type of product. So now we know how we're being attacked. Now we know which way we're being attacked. Now what you going to do? The truth is, the matter is, it comes to this word. Every part of everything in your life is this word. And Deuteronomy is saying, I shall bring it back to you when all the words come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I set before you. You shall bring them back to your mind among all the nations where Yah, your Elohim, drives you, and shall turn back to Yah, your Elohim, and obey his voice. Everything in your life is going away because you ain't getting to this book. And the moment you get to this book, you'll realize you're a business owner. The moment you get to this book, you'll realize you ain't a thug. The moment you get to this book, you'll realize that you ain't nobody hoe, no jazzy hoe, no classy hoe. If you realize, ladies, all of them end in hoe, and that's not you. So once we understand that and we understand how we're being attacked, we can therefore move subjectively in the correct way in the war, the quiet Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars is the name of the book. I love you, and we thank you, and I'm giving my time to the great men who I've been blessed to be online with. Again, shout out to Pastor Gann, LJ, Mike Dog, my homie, and the new blessed brothers that we just found out. We love y'all. Do something positive with your time. Amen, and shalom, shalom, family.
God bless you, brother. We love you, brother. God bless you. God bless you. Young Lionel, go ahead, brother. It's on you.
Piggyback off my brother, knowledge, man. You know, seek that information. I would tell all young people just to, if you don't have understanding of, like he said, the war that we're fighting, and you're not going to figure out a read on how to figure out how to beat your enemy, you'll be defeated. And I would just simply say that, you know, today I'm just acknowledging understanding. You know, you need a knowledge of all things, the Bible and all things of the world, your history, all things. Wrap your hand around all of it. There's nothing wrong with questioning. There's nothing wrong with trying to figure this thing out. Because until you figure this thing out, you have no chance of understanding why people are falling and how to fix the problem. We will never be able to fix the problem if we don't teach this at the helm, at the front, at home. That has to be taught to your kids in the oppression of our people. And if you're going to just teach them one way, then you know that it's just not enough. So that's what I would say. Just go out and get that knowledge. You're hungry for that knowledge and continue to educate yourself to figure out what the problem is and then solve the problem. Find a solution.
Amen. 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 That's great. That's great word. Great word there, brother. We love you, man. We miss you. Glad you're back, brother. Glad you're back. Hope you're going
to
be around
glad
for a while. Traveling man.
Traveling man and traveling and taking care of my father.
Hey, absolutely, man. We thank God for you for that, too, young Lionel, man. We thank you for that, man, taking care of him. Pastor Gantz, on you, sir.
Glory to God. Men of valor, what you have to realize is that we are at war. And some 10 years ago, I came on the scene preaching about that silent war that they are talking about so much now. Back then, they said Reverend Gant was crazy. They said, man, Reverend Gant, what is he talking about, all this black and white and this and that and all this stuff? Well, the war is against us as being black men.
Yeah.
Not because we're black, but because of who we are. And I start off every SCLC Stop the Violence rally, I started off with the same statement saying that the most top secret in the world is who we are as a nation of black people. Those that despoil that was scattered throughout the world, we that black America. That's what I start off that each love fest with, telling our people about who we are. If I could, you know, now the situation that we're in today is that they are eliminating the black man through mass incarceration, through the efforts of getting us to kill each other out here in the street, through the economic oppression that we're going through. And yes, y'all, we are literally out here killing ourselves, okay? And when you read about that silent war, you'll get some of those tactics, you'll get some of those things, and this thing will become real to you. But one of the top things that they are doing in our generation today is that it says that Moreover the Lord said, because the daughters of Zion are haughty and walk with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes, walking and menacing as they go, and make it tinkling of that with their feet. It says that the Lord is going to judge us. We as men got to put ourselves back in the right position so that we could assert the attack that's coming on us through the use of our women. And I'm going to end it with that until we're going to have to get into a whole nother show to talk about, you know, them defacing the masculinity of black America. And I want to thank my DeKalb County President, Brother Nate, for coming on the line. I want to thank him for getting with us tonight. I want to thank you, Minister Roderick. And I'm glad to be back with you all. And I greet all the other ministers and everybody else on the line. Peace. I love you.
All right. We love you too, Pastor Kent. Brother Nate, your last comments, please, sir.
Yes, sir. First, I want to say that I've been down to Pitcher, Alabama.
Yeah.
With the Honorable Dick Gregg before he died. I've had barbecue over there with the mayor of Pitcher, Alabama. I am a person who believes in coalition building.
And the Build Coalition, you have to align yourself with men of other organizations. You mentioned the NAACP. John Evans and I have been coalition members from the first that this organization got started.
Amen.
Dr. King, at age 14 years of age, he went through the same struggle that these kids are going through. He came out the other side of it. The first thing he did at age 14 was write a letter to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution speaking down on the race riot, excuse me, speaking down on the mob action that took place at Moore's Fort Bridge. At age 14, he spoke about the violence and the wrong of that. He spoke about the Bible and the right of that. And our kids, if they don't know the Bible and don't know the history, they're going to be in the wrong of that. Our organization is located on Glenwood Road. Our ministry is to the people in the community. I was told by a DeKalb County police officer, do not go there, Nathan, different than what you think. And he was quite right. Your life is threatened every day. I've had guns pull on me by the same people who are my friends today. I've had people shot at my feet between Darrell Avenue and Shamrock. So in DeKalb County, I know where hell is, but I can't avoid it because that's where the people got to be saved.
Amen.
If we can't go into the worst areas in our neighborhoods and reach out and save the people who are there, they are watching you, they are studying you, and they can see how weak or how strong you are. If you succumb to weakness, they'll say he was no good.
That's right.
But if you stand as men, stand as women, to the oppression that these kids and these women and these mothers are dealing with in the street, the church is within us, so we got to carry it to the to where they are. They're not
coming
to the building. You got to take it to where they are. That's what we're doing. And Reverend Gannon, I invite you, leader. I invite you to go to the mountaintop with us because we're going to take 10 to 15,000 young people to the mountaintop. That's what I didn't get a chance to tell you, leader. We're taking 10 or 15,000 young people to the mountaintop, and they're going to tell us what we need to do and how we need to do it.
Amen.
So they would be willing to sit at the table with us.
Amen.
So I thank you all. I thank you.
Well, we thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you, Brother Nate. We definitely, like I said, we definitely looking forward to helping you put that word out there, and we definitely want to be a part of it, sir. Thank you very much for coming on, and it was our honor for having you, sir. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. I thank all the men that's a part of this. And young Lionel, I got to see you, boy, because you and my grandson are speaking the same language, but I got something I got to share with you. So we'll
all
do
right.
that one day.
All right. God bless you, sir. God bless you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Pastor Morris.
All right. Boy, this is an awesome platform. So first of all, like I said, we all want to give honor, glory, and praise to God. But I want to thank Minister Roderick Williams for setting the platform for men to come together and sharpen an iron. Well, I can sharpen iron, but I ain't got much time. I just want to give you thanks, give all you brothers thanks for volunteering your time, your talent, your understanding, your knowledge, your wisdom, your walk, your talk, your beliefs, because like I say, it's so many different angles, and that is true, because we understand a tree, even though it's one tree, but it has many branches. So there are several different ways of attacking this thing, and none are wrong, just like not one is all right. I'm going to say that again. None is wrong, just like not one is all right. So if we come at it all in our different angles, our different places, our different walks of life, and come together understanding, like me and Pastor Rod, we talked about that the other day about making a cake. You don't see when you get ready to make a cake, you don't see the flour trying to be the eggs. You don't see the eggs trying to be the sugar. You don't see the sugar trying to be the butter. Every ingredient is its own ingredient within itself. But when you mix it together and stir it all together and got the right amount of flour, the right amount of butter, the right amount of sugar, the right amount of whatever it is, you fix to make to like your cake, and you bake it and you put it in the oven at 365 degrees and let it cook for an hour or two, and you take it out, you cut it, and you offer it to someone and buy it and say, that's good. I like that. That's what we got to do, y'all.
Amen.
We got to take all our stuff we got, put it together with the right mixture, the right temperature, and bake something to where they say, how good it is to be in the presence of the Lord. Oh,
amen.
Come taste and see, my brother. Oh, come taste and see. We got something for you. We got some help for you. We got some understanding for you. We got some knowledge for you. We got some teaching for you. We got all this for you. Yeah. Like I said, I'm the one that said you got to listen to their music, and I stand firm on that. Because when you go back and look at every generation has its own type of music. Every generation, meaning its own way and form of communicating to the people. And it's done mainly through music, whatever your genre may be. Now, it may be strictly gospel now, which is great. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But still, it's the message that makes it the gospel. It's the message, not the beat of the drum, not the streaking of the strokes on the guitar. It's the message. It's the message that
right.
makes
hey,
it
bro,
the
you got,
gospel.
I need you to pray, bro. We got to sign off. I need you to pray. My time
okay.
is gone.
Okay.
Prayers out,
precious please. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace and mercy, thanking you, blessing you, magnifying you, and glorifying you, Father God. We know something has been done here tonight that we all cannot fathom, understand, or even grasp. But we know that you are in the midst because you said, where there's two or three, there I am in the midst of thee. So we thank you for being in the midst of us. And we look at you, we recognize you, and we lift you on high, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah to the highest praise, Father God, that we give it all unto you. Because you have given us this knowledge, this understanding, this wisdom, and all your getting understanding. And as we speak with understanding, as we think with understanding, and as we understand with understanding, let it all be glory unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. We love you all around the world. We extend our arms of love. Until next time, don't forget our new health show starts this Monday, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. Get ready for it. All right? Have yourself a great night.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. World's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.